This is Akashvani. The news read by Neena Arakil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session, Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today. The conference is being organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. More than 1,000 participants from industry, government, diplomatic community, think tanks, among others, will attend the conference in person, while many would connect from various CII centres across the country and overseas. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has announced financial assistance of 10 lakh rupees to families of the students who lost their lives in the IAS coaching centre flooding incident in the national capital, Delhi. Three IAS aspirants had lost their lives due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching centre in Old Rajinder Nagar, Delhi on Saturday. Quad foreign ministers have warned of terrorists using new technology and demanded international action against UN-listed terrorist groups, including Lashkar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, as well as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State outfit. In a joint statement after their meeting in Tokyo yesterday, the Quad ministers said that they are committed to working with international and regional partners to forestall threats posed by the use of new and emerging technologies for terrorist purposes. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Foreign Ministers Penny Wong of Australia and Yoko Kamikawa of Japan reiterated the call for concerted action against all UN-listed terrorist groups. Recalling the 26/11 Mumbai and the 2016 Pathankot terrorist attacks, the leaders called for bringing the perpetrators of these attacks to justice without delay. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Haiti, containing 9 tons of medical supplies. The consignment left New Delhi today for Port-au-Prince. It includes blood transfusion essentials, reagents for immunohematology, rapid tests, and ELISA, among others. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, launched Ideas for Life at IIT Delhi yesterday for inviting ideas and innovations online related to products and services which induce behavioral changes related to environmental friendly lifestyles. He called upon the fraternity of students, research scholars, faculty and innovators to come up with innovative and out-of-the-box ideas which will work towards fulfillment of the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for mindful and deliberate utilization of resources. Addressing the event, Mr. Yadav said, this initiative aims to encourage and motivate students, faculty and research scholars to contribute their innovative ideas to the global initiative of Mission Life. He said, this is a remarkable opportunity for inspired minds to participate in a global movement dedicated to environmental sustainability. The union minister said that people can submit their ideas on ideasforlife.nic.in. Minister of State and the Ministry, Kirti Vardhan Singh, and other dignitaries were also present in the event. Para swimmer Jia Rai has become the world's youngest and fastest female para swimmer to successfully swim solo across the English Channel. The 16-year-old Divyang girl covered the 34-kilometer stretch from Abbot's Cliff in England to Pointe de la Courte Dune in France in 17 hours 25 minutes on Sunday and Monday. Jia is an international open water para swimmer and holds a world record in open water swimming. The Indian Navy and the Mumbai headquartered Western Naval Command have congratulated her for the feat and extended the best wishes. In Paris Olympics, Indian shooters Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh have secured a bronze medal match entry in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. They qualified for the bronze medal final match of the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event yesterday. And that is the end of the news bulletin.